It's a very simple question. Why is there no Al HaNisim in Al HaMichya? We have, I should get a sitter so I don't mess up Al HaMichya, but we have a lot of additions to Al HaMichya, but what we don't have is any reference to Purim or to Chanukah. So the question is, or if there's no reference at all to Purim, not only forget Al HaNisim, there's no reference at all. So the question is, why is there no reference, or should there be a reference, to Al HaNisim in Al HaMichya, or at least Purim in Al HaMichya? There is none. So the Shulchan Aruch by Hilchis Chanukah, and yes, I know Purim is coming up, but by Hilchis Chanukah says, all the 8 days of Chanukah, you say Al HaNisim in benching, in Birchas Haaretz. That's the second bracha of benching. If you look at halacha by Purim, you have the same exact halacha that you say Al HaNisim in Birchas Haaretz on Purim. So now we understand why there's Al HaMichya, why there's Al HaNisim, where there's Al HaNisim in benching both on Chanukah and on Purim. The Mishnah Berurah elaborates why there's Al HaNisim. He says it makes sense to put them in Birchas in Birchas Haaretz. The Kula Milsa de Chanukah, and same thing for Purim, is Ikra Hodahi. Since it's a thanking Hashem, Al HaNisim thanks Hashem. So we put in the Brachas Aretz, which thanks Hashem for giving us the Aretz Atova, etc., etc. So it makes sense. That's why Al HaNisim exists in Birchas Aretz, in benching, on Chanukah, and on Purim. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Chanukah, an extra addition. O Birchas Me'ein Shalosh, Al HaMichya, B'Chanukah U'Purim, Ein Mazkirim Shal Chanukah U'Purim. There's no mention at all of Chanukah and Purim in Al HaMichya. The question then becomes, why not? So I have 9 answers for you. We'll knock them off and then we're done. Yeah? Reason number one. Many of them are simple, but it's a bomb question. Number one, says the Sefer Makar Tefillah, is because the whole point of Al HaNisim, or a mention, is for Pursumei Nisa. You have a cookie. There's no Pursumei Nisa in making Al HaMichya. If you sit down for a benching, a long benching, you have a Zimun by benching, you have in Shmon Esrei, you have a minion for your Shmon, you have a group of people gathering. So then it makes sense to say Al HaNisim. You'll publicize an ace. You just have a cookie and you make an Al HaMichya, there's going to be no publicizing an ace. So what are you going to throw in? Al HaNisim? What does it get you? You're not publicizing an ace at all. Therefore, they didn't institute Al HaNisim in Al HaMichya. Answer number two, says the Vilna Gaon. He says, well, the whole entire edition of Al HaNisim in benching was just a minug. The Gemara debates, do you need to say Al HaNisim in benching? Do you not need to say Al HaNisim in benching? The Gemara says, no, you don't really need to. It's just a minug. If you mention it in this area in benching. But you don't need to. So since it's not a halacha, it's just a minug. So the minug never developed by Al HaMichya. Okay, that's answer number two. Answer number three, says the Lavush, is Al HaNisim is supposed to be said in what bracha? In Birchas Haaretz, in the second bracha of benching. But let me ask you a question. Where does it say anything about Hodah in Al HaMichya? There's not one word of Hodah. At the end it says, Ki Atah Hashem Tov Meitav HaKol V'no Delcha Al HaAretz V'Al HaMichya. But that's at the end. So you can't throw in Al HaNisim at that point. It's already in the middle of the Chasima. So therefore, says the Lavush, there's no good place to put Al HaNisim in. If the whole point is that it's a thanking Hashem, you put it in the thanking bracha, there is no thanking bracha. Now, the problem on this, I was hoping someone would jump on me, is that all of Al HaMichya is a thank you bracha. The whole nature of the bracha is to thank Hashem. And even more so, it says each part of Al HaMichya corresponds to a different bracha in benching, right? So where's the corresponding to the second bracha of benching? Aretz, which is the thanking bracha. It says, Al Eretz Chem de Tov Rechava, the first line of Al HaMichya. So why don't we throw in at that point Al HaNisim? Said, this is a question that I saw the Sefer Machshavas Ishas. Rabbi Avadia answers, he says, it's very simple. You can't throw out Al HaNisim at the beginning. You know why in the first sentence? Because you'll throw everyone off. It would mess everyone up. You know at the end you throw in Ritzeh, you throw in a Zuchreinu, you throw in a Samcheinu, etc. If you throw in a separate Al HaNisim in the beginning where it should belong for Birchas Haaretz, it would throw everyone off, and therefore they didn't institute Al HaNisim. Answer number three. Answer number four is B'chaim Kanievsky, a very cryptic answer. It's only the Rabbanan. Purim and Chanukah, only the Rabbanim. So I guess they weren't as machmir by the rabbanin bracha, like benching, like alamichi instead of benching, which is the rice. Answer number four. Answer number five says Reb Chaim, Reb Chaim Brisker. He says it's very simple. You have to get a little bit lumdish. He says if you forget ritzei in benching. So we know there's a separate bracha that you're supposed to say. It's in the back of, it's actually in art scrolls, so no one ever knows about these brachas. But it's not always the English one I saw. You know, there's a separate, it's called a section called bracha sheshachach. If you forget brachas, you throw in these brachas. And there's a separate, a full bracha here. It's bracha l'misha shachach. If you forget, it say you're supposed to throw in before the fourth bracha, Asher bracha to Hashem akar malchamash, anasin shabbos, somlucha, v'amu yisrael be'ava, osu abris bracha to Hashem akari sheshabbos. So you see that ritzei is like itself a quasi bracha, because if you forget ritzei in benching, you give it its own bracha. But alanisim, if you forget alanisim, it doesn't get its own special bracha in benching. Alanisim is never its own bracha. So by ritzei, since it could be its own bracha, so when it comes to alamicha, so we shorten it and put it in. But alanisim was never its own bracha at all in any shape or circumstance, so therefore it didn't get thrown in. Says Reb Chaim, it's not officially a bracha that gets shortened for alamichya. Very lumdish answer. Answer number five. Answer number six is Nemukei Reb Chaim. He goes the opposite of Reb Chaim. Very non-lumdish of art, but it makes sense. He says, very simple. He says, what are you going to say? You're not going to say all of alanisim in alamichya. That would be longer than alamichya. So what are you going to throw in? A one-liner. So what one-liner are you going to say? You're going to say, he suggests, v'tase imanu nisim, that God does for us, we thank Hashem for doing nisim. But the other ones make sense. V'samcheinu b'yom chag ha-matzis is that, v'samcheinu b'yom chag ha-shvus is that, v'samcheinu b'yom chag ha-sukos is that. So what are you going to say? V'samcheinu b'yom ha-nisim is that, v'nasmanu nisim? He says, you can't ask Hashem for nisim. You're now going to daven for nisim. Alan Nisim mentions all the Nisim, but if you're going to say, oh, thank you Hashem for all the Nisim, and specifically say we're happy because Hashem gave us an ace, it sounds like we're davening for Nisim, he wants to say, and you can't throw it in. Answer number seven is Alan Nisim, we said, is a Hodah. You know what else is missing from Alan Michya? The second bracha of benching is a couple of other Hodahs. What does it say? Brischa, right? Bris, and Torah. How come that didn't make it into Alan Nisim? I don't know. Obviously, Alan Nisim cuts a lot of hoda'os, a lot of thanks. So therefore, there's no reason to give it an additional thanks of alanisim and throw it into there. That's what he wants to suggest. Eight, says the Shiurei Tara, is very simple. You alanisim, you need to expound on the story. What are you going to say? Again, similar to the answer we had before, is that you need to expound on the story. You need to tell about Haman, Esther, the war, by Hanukkah there was a war, Chashmonaim. You can't fit that all into the short bracha of the main show. So the whole idea is it's supposed to be a small bracha. So therefore, because they couldn't do a shortened version, they deleted it all together. And the final answer is the Madani Asher, which is wild again. Everyone knows the famous Vart, quoted over by Chanukah. Why is Chanukah not in Mishnayos? So one of the answers they say is because Rebbe was upset. Rebbe wrote Mishnayos, was from the house of David. He was upset at the Chashmonaim. Why was he upset? Because the Chashmonaim, or Kohanim, tried to become, they did become kings. And they shouldn't have been kings, because the kingdom comes from Yehuda. So Rebbe, who is a descendant of Malchus Beis Yehuda, chucked them from Mishnayos. Okay. Therefore, ready, follow me here. Alanisim should have been in the fourth bracha of benching, really. Why was it moved to the second bracha of benching? Because the fourth bracha of benching says what? Uvenei Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh. And some say David wrote that, and it's all about the building of Ir HaKodesh, Merav Yemeinu, all about connected to David. So therefore, regular Alanisim got kicked from the fourth bracha of benching, really to the second bracha of benching, so as not to upset the same thing, David HaMelech, the one who wrote benching, when they put benching together, they didn't want to put a mention of the Chashmonaim, Alanisim, in a bracha connected with Malchus based David, because that would be insulted to Malchus based David, that the Chashmonaim became kings. So he wants to say the same thing. Alamichya is all one big bracha. And what does it say? It says in the middle of Alamicha, Uvnei Yushraim Ira Kodesh Merav Yemeinu, a reference to that fourth bracha in David. So if we threw Alanisim in there, especially by Chanukah, it would be insulting to Malchus based David that they're together with the Chashmonaim. Okay, it's a good kasha. So I didn't see a good answer for that, but I was hoping no one would ask that. You have to say Chanukah and Purim were one big takana. So we threw them both in. If Chanukah doesn't make it in, Purim doesn't make it in. This is what Madani Asher wants to say. Yeah? Okay, yeah.
Why we don't eat donuts or anything mazoinus on Hanukkah?
Yeah.
Because if you just say you have a suda there,
yeah.
In benching, there's no mention of this
bear. Oh, interesting.
In Hanukkah, there's a mention of this.
Oh, interesting.
So the
Dafka do it. Well, interesting. That's a conversation. That's very nice. But the whole idea of Madani Rashi says is that we don't want to throw in Alan Nisim over here, because the last thing we want to mention is the Chashmonaim together with Bnei Yerushalayim, because it was an insult to Malchus based on it. It was a wild pshat. Therefore, I guess Purim got thrown in there also. So once we're taking it out for Chanukah, so we took it out for Purim. Final question I'll end with this is, let's say you're a dope. You don't have art scroll, yeah? And you say Alan Nisim in Al-Mikhi. You don't know, you know, you're becoming frum, and you know Alan Nisim gets thrown in, you're so excited, you eat a donut on Purim or Chanukah, and you throw in Alan Nisim. No, in the middle of somewhere. You have to go back and repeat Al-Mikhi. Does it mess it up? Is it hefsik or not? So many posts say it's not a hefsik. It's actually not a hefsik, because like we just saw, it kind of like fits in there. It should be. The shortened version, I guess, of the Menasal and Nisim. It could be. Rivo Sephraim says it's not Hefsik. Mishnah Halacha says it's not Hefsik. And he brings a Raya, because if you mention Yontif in a weekday Shmon Esrei, according to many poskim, it's not a Hefsik. It doesn't belong there, but still it doesn't mess up your Shmon Esrei. So Tovir, you throw in Alan Nisim, it's not a mess up. I think it's a more Pashat reason. Because Alan Nisim, according to many of these reasons, really deserve to be an Alan Mechia. It's just not there for whatever external technicality. Well said. For a technicality. So therefore, if you happen to say Alan Nisim, so you're a Shmazel, but Lamaisa, it's not a Hefsik. Shkoyach.